Former participants have called it the most important meeting they've ever attended. And this year it's being held in the unlikely suburban town of Watford. This is as close as you'll get to Bilderberg 2013, being held at the Grove Hotel, about a kilometre behind me. For the first time ever this year, the list of attendees was released beforehand, and for the first time ever, there's even a press tent, albeit far away from the main event. But the truth is, we still don't know much about what goes on back there. What we do know is that Bilderberg was founded in 1954, out of the Cold War. Today, there is a powerful cocktail of about 140 attendees, one-third from politics, including monarchs and defence officials, and two-thirds are the best of the rest. Think Deutsche Bank, Barclays, Amazon, Google, Shell and HSBC.
This is a group of the most powerful decision makers in the West, and it is being done in utter secrecy, in which they have apparently, through a charity, which I find astonishing, arranged for the local security to keep us, that people like me, Member of Parliament, and you, the media, away. We're half a mile away from where it's all going on. And I think in a democracy, that is entirely wrong.
A high fence and armed checkpoint stops about 100 protesters getting any closer than this allocated site to make their sentiments clear.
We have absolutely no idea what these people are doing. It's like, come tell us what you want to do with our world.
I don't like what they do. I don't like the whole system and the setup that's around here. And one of the things they don't like is publicity. So I'm coming down here to give them publicity, which they don't like.
It's no longer a secret. People know about the Bilderberg. Although the BBC pretend they don't exist, there's even a BBC reporter down there now, so it is getting exposed more.
The mainstream media will dub them conspiracy theorists, and Alex Jones is one of their most prominent faces.
Just 5 years ago, the New York Times wrote an article saying that Bilderberg didn't exist and that I was insane when I was covering one of their meetings in Virginia.
This media frenzy on his arrival on Thursday would suggest that things are changing. Bilderberg has even been forced to put out some of its agenda. Economic growth and medical research is on the list. Another session is simply called Current Affairs.
They run the radical Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. They run them when they put them in Libya and Syria to go in there and commit mass murder. And then they use the threat of radical jihadis that they control as a pretext to take everyone's liberty. That's the dialectic. Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order. They created it in 1979. They use it to destabilize countries and take over.
That view may be dismissed by the mainstream, but the truth is we don't know what is said or what is run from inside Bilderberg. Nargis Mobileri, Press TV, London. Thank you.